The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Bat Free. I'm John Bell, your genial host, and I have some exciting news. I got a call.
Monsieur Bell, I got some exciting news.
Oh, well, that sounds very exciting, Arnie. I'll be glad to listen to it after.
My great uncle passed.
That's the good news.
And he left me a mine.
A mine? The kind that explodes?
No. Well, hopefully not. I'm talking about a mine, an underground cavern where you dig stuff out.
Oh, wow. Well, what kind of mine?
The kind that's an underground cavern where you dig stuff out. You're not paying attention, Mr. Bell.
I mean, is it a gold mine, a silver mine, a coal mine?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't ask. But my great uncle gave it to me. Yep, my dad's brother.
Well, wait a minute. That would be your uncle, not your great uncle.
I consider any uncle that gives me a free mind to be a great uncle.
Okay, I can understand that.
Hi, guys. What's all the brouhaha in here?
Well, apparently we're celebrating Arnie's good fortune.
Yes, my great uncle passed.
Oh, they finally got the old thief, huh? Was it in a hail of bullets?
No.
A rain shower of bullets?
No.
A light sprinkling of bullets?
No.
Then how did he buy the farm?
He didn't buy a farm. He bought a mine, and he left it to me.
Oh, and how did you find out about this?
He called me and told me.
So he called you and told you he was going to give you a mine before he passed?
No, after he passed.
And this involved one of those things where you sit around a table and hold hands and go, ooh. What are those things called again?
Seance, Brad.
Okay. Aunts. There, I said it.
What are you two babbling about?
How could your uncle...
Great uncle
tell you about this after he died?
He died? Oh, no, when did this happen?
You said he passed.
And no one's going to miss him either, that crooked old rascal.
No. He passed the bar. He became a lawyer.
I always told you he was the salt of the earth.
Oh, so he just decided to give it to you.
What did he give you?
It's a mine.
Of course it's a yours. He gave it to you.
It's an underground cavern where you dig stuff out.
You two going to take that act on the road?
No, but I'm hitting the road to go see my mine and find out what kind it is.
Isn't it the kind that's a cavern where you dig things?
Oh, stop it. He doesn't know what they dig up in this mine.
I'm gonna go find out. It could be coal.
Oh.
It could be silver. It could be gold.
Breathe in the bag, Brad. Breathe in the bag.
So I need a little time off, Mr. Bell. So long!
Wait a minute, Arnie. I should go with you to represent you in this endeavor.
Wait a minute, Brad. Don't you have, work to do?
Mr. Bell, do I have work to do here?
Yes, Brad. Quite a bit, in fact.
That's what I thought. Okay, Arnie. We're off to the mine!
Brad.
Oh, boy. We're off to my mine.
Guys.
We're gonna be rich.
We? What's this we you're talking about?
Guys, I have some exciting news, too. Well, I'll just tell you, the audience, there's a new sports league being created, and I am being hired to be their on-air announcer. And since my news is the most exciting news, let me give you all the details. You see, it all...
And not too much laterly, at the mine.
So this is my mine.
Yes, Mr. Crunchy Part.
Crunch Part.
Vision Height.
And I'm Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
I suppose that's all right.
I'd like to get a tour of my mine if I could.
Certainly. Just walk here. We'll go into the mine.
So, what kind of mine is this?
What kind of mine? This little mine of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Ooh.
Well, it's the kind that's a big cavern and you dig things out.
I know, but what do you dig out of it?
Is it coal?
No.
Is it silver?
No.
Is it gold?
No.
Then what is it?
It's ink.
Ink?
But not just any ink.
Silver ink?
Gold ink?
Printer cartridge ink.
And you can make money off of that?
You have a printer?
Yes, I do.
What happens when you run out of ink?
I have to buy a new ink cartridge.
And how much does that cartridge of ink cost?
$35, $40.
And how much ink is in that cartridge?
I guess about a thimbleful.
Oh!
So you see, printer cartridge ink is more valuable than gold by weight.
So I'm going to be rich, 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 and get my wildest dreams.
Yes, well, the part we're currently digging is right down this way.
We're going in the ink mine, going down, down, down.
Actually, we've gone down about as far as we can go. We have to go through this tunnel now.
Oh, going in the ink mine, going through the tunnel.
Careful, there's a bit of a step up here.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, I see it. Going in the ink mine, going up a bit of a step here.
Watch out, there's wet ink on the floor.
Is it slick?
Very much so.
Going in the ink mine, whoop, I'm gonna slip down.
I told you to watch out.
You okay, Arnie?
Okay, yeah, sure, I'm fine, I'm just spiffy. All right, let's keep going.
Going?
Going.
Lord, I am so tired. How long does this go on?
We're here. This is the current vein we're working.
Hello, all you happy miners. They don't seem very happy.
Well, of course. They're miners. They can't go get a drink.
I have work to do, so I'm going to leave you in the hands of my foreman.
You better wash those hands first.
Hi, I'm Bob. Backwards, that's Bob.
Hi, Bob. I'm Brad.
Backwards, that's Darb.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Arnie.
Inra.
And a hoorah to you two.
Not hoorah backwards would be Aru.
Okay, if you want to get technical about it, Arnie backwards would be Inra. Hoorah backwards would be Aru.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I practice a lot when I'm alone. For instance, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards is sesuatilimsticexpialidocious. No matter what Julie Andrews says.
Yeah, well, I'm the foreman. I used to be the threeman, but I got promoted.
So, Bob, or should I say Bob, what's going on down here?
Well, you see, this is an underground cavern, and we're, like, digging stuff out. And
can I go sit in the car until all this blows over?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
You struck another vein of black over here.
Oh, boy, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's good. Isn't that good? That's good, isn't that?
Well, it's okay, but, you know, black is the most common ink color. And the other colors, you know, you can get more for.
So what are the other colors?
Cyan, which backwards is neos. Magenta, which is Aznishnum, and yellow, which backwards is too hard to pronounce.
That would be white.
Oh, stop showing off. And I recognize one out of those three colors.
Oh, come on, Brad. Don't you know what cyan is?
To a lawyer, it means cyan on the dotted lion.
How about magenta?
Isn't he the bad guy the X-Men are always battling?
Brad, look, cyan is red and magenta is blue.
Why don't they just call them red and blue, then?
Because they're expensive. You don't call a vase a vase.
Backwards, vase is salve.
Now cut that out.
No, you gotta dig it out. You dig?
Hey, Bob.
Huh?
Our instruments show that right behind this wall, there's a rich vein of magneto.
Magenta!
Oh, can we dig it out? Huh?
Nah, the rock's too thick. We're gonna have to blast.
All right, we're gonna blast. We're gonna blast. There's nothing more American than big fireworks. Hooray for the magenta, white, and cyan. They're on our flag and also in our printers. So you can print up a bunch of paper flags. If the paper's cheap, look out for splinters.
Really had to stretch for a rhyme there, didn't you?
I thought it was brilliant. Much better than anything Mr. Bell could come up with. Oh.
All right, everybody, we're ready to blast.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Isn't there a chance this would cause a cave-in?
There's absolutely no chance this could cause a cave-in.
That's a relief, but how do you know?
Because this isn't a cave. It's a mine. Here we go.
This is our announcer booth. When the game starts, this is where you'll be announcing.
Yes, well, it's got everything. It's got a chair and a microphone. I
Guess that's all I really need.
And how are the old pipes today?
I think my voice is all ready to go.
What? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the plumber there under the table.
I can't stop the leak right now. We have to get some extra pipes, so be careful.
The floor is covered with water. About an inch or two there.
Oh, you probably better not touch the microphone, then.
You want me to announce the game without touching the microphone?
No problem. The microphone will be on all the time. No need to touch it.
But the microphone isn't on right now.
Then reach over there and turn on the... Oh.
Yeah, oh.
The game's about to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. Hey, Joey?
Yeah?
Joey, come here.
Thanks.
Who's Joey?
He's our soda pop vendor.
Well, that's good. I could use something to drink while I'm announcing.
Hi, what you need?
Joey, do me a favor. Turn on that switch on the microphone.
What?
Okay.
Wait.
Wow. Oh, there's something wrong with the microphone.
Thanks, Joey.
Oh, okay, I'll get back to work now.
Wait a minute. After that, I should at least buy something. Joey, I need one of those sodas, please.
Yeah, sure. That'll be $2.50.
Fine, thank you. Here's $5 for your trouble.
Oh, no, the announcer gets free sodas.
What?
Okay.
Get out of here, Joey, thanks.
I can't feel my fingers. Get this out of here.
You wouldn't be related to a guy named Mr. Wizard by any chance.
Game's about to start. Here, have a seat. And here's the roster.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at the field. It's square.
Oh, wow, you really like geometry, don't you?
How can you play football in a square field?
I don't know what football players do, but ours is square, see?
And the only markings are a big pound sign.
A what?
Two sets of two parallel intersecting lines.
Come again?
A big hashtag.
Yeah, what else would the Professional Tic-Tac-Toe League play on?
Tic-Tac?
Game's about to begin. You better start announcing.
All right, let me turn on this. It's on. It's already on. Welcome, everybody, to this epic battle between the Orlando O's and the Xenia X's. The tiddly-wink has been tiddled, and it landed in the O's Cup, so they get the first mark. Bob Finkel, their champion marker, is running out on the field, but the Xenia X's have two large guards who will try to keep him from getting to the coveted center square. But wait, Bob is not headed to the center. He dodged the guards and has his knees down in the northeast square. What a surprise! The Orlando O's are plotting their next move, and there goes Dump Truck Johnson onto the field. Is he headed toward the center or the southeast corner square? The guards are giving him trouble, and he's down! He's down on the east center square! Bob Finkel of the O's wastes no time running out. He's headed south. No! He fakes out the guard and zigzags north. He wants that northwest square, but will he get it? No! He's hit hard, and his knee's down in the north center square. Bad field position for the O's. The X's will obviously try to block that northwest square, or O could take that square and win the game. But wait, Dump Truck is not coming out as marker. The coach has called out Timmy O'Toole, the rookie on the team. What could he be thinking? With O's in the north and northeast squares, Timmy has to block that northwest square with an X. Timmy runs in, the blockers charge him, and Timmy jumps over the blockers. He lands in the northwest square. He's waving at the crowd, but he hasn't dropped to his knees yet, so it's not official. The blockers run into Timmy, tossing him into the air and onto the east center square. Now all the O's have to do is take that northwest corner for the win. The coach of the Orlando team has called timeout.
Tic-tac-toe, three in a row. Set them up, Joe. Go, Team O.
What's this? The marker is now the oldest member of the Orlando team, Grandpa Fogarty. He can barely walk, much less run. He's taking a bite of a sandwich. Now he's ambling onto the field. The blockers can hardly contain their laughter at the sight of Mr. Fogarty and his walker. They walk up to him. He opens his mouth and the guards stumble backwards. It's the old garlic and limburger subway trick. Half blinded, the guards try to find Grandpa, who's making his way to the northwest corner square. He's there. He just needs to get on his knees and... What's this? The ground is shaking. Is it an earthquake? No, the field is collapsing. There's what appears to be different colors of ink spurting out of the ground like geysers. Wait. There's people climbing out of the rubble.
Hi, everybody. Ooh, that was quite a doozy, wasn't it?
So your mine hit a big vein of, what was it, Red, blue.
It was Cheyenne.
Well, I used to watch Cheyenne. Clint Walker started that, didn't he?
No. Cheyenne, not Cheyenne.
Not hearing a difference.
Backwards, it's Nash.
Oh, Cheyenne, the color. Yes.
So since printing cartridges use such tiny little amounts, it's really expensive ink, huh?
Oh, you betcha.
We're gonna clean up. I mean money, not the mess that the ink made.
Yeah, I can see that, until people start buying the Epson EcoTank printers.
The, whoopsie, you stink printer one?
The Epson EcoTank. They don't use cartridges. You get cheap bottles of ink and pour it into the tanks, and it lasts a long, long time.
Such a thing does not exist, Mr. Bell.
Actually, it does, Brad. I've had one for several years now. The bottles of ink cost about $15, and I've only had to refill it once, and I didn't even use the whole bottle of ink.
Well, that's because you rarely print anything, Mr. Bell.
I'm printing stuff all the time, Brad, and let me tell you, paper costs more than the ink does.
Stomp it. I'm not listening.
Mr. Bell, is this true?
I'm afraid so. If people start using the Epson EcoTank printers, your ink is going to be almost worthless.
Oh, well, I guess I came out of the ink mine. Now I got zip.
Mr. Bell, if you have this bad news, at least tell me that you're getting a huge amount of money from the Epson people for talking about it.
No, I'm not getting a cent from them.
You would talk about a product without getting paid for it?
Yeah, I love my Epson.
Quiet!
EcoTank.
Don't say anything else!
Printer.
Okay, I'm going to have to put this gag around your mouth.
What? No, wait,
hi, everybody. This is Arnie Crispard here to tell you that this has been Bells in the Belfry, episode 282, copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative LLC. Backwards, that would be Say, you are pretty good at that, boys.
Hiya, kids. This is Stinky the Elf coming to you from the North Pole. Yous know, Santa Claus's workshop, right? Well, I've been asked to convey a special message to yous that my boss, Santa Claus, that's right, the jolly old fat guy in the red suit, wants to hear from all the little boys and girls out there. Here's an opportunity to tell him your Christmas list and any other special holiday message you got. And on Fridays, starting the day after Thanksgiving, my boss will read your message out loud on a new podcast called Santa's Inbox, exclusively on the Mutual Network. He'll mention your first name only, plus the town you're from, and then read your email out loud so everybody can hear it. Ain't that exciting? Yeah, Sandy told me that he used to read letters from kids on the radio back in the day, but I told him, I'm only 300 years old. I can't remember that far back. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, this offer is open to anybody. Kids, grown-ups, the young at heart, anybody who wants to send a special message or a dedication to anybody else. So anyways, start sending Santa Claus your emails now to santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. That's santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. Kids, please ask your folks to send your email for you.